Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello everyone, welcome. I felt inspired to share something about our desire to plan things for the future. I did a interview with Lori Lavalley the other day, and she mentioned to me how planning is a bit tricky for her. And it is for me as well, in terms of the ego liking to plan things and to basically be in control of things. I think many people can probably relate to this. So I would like to share a few things about this, things that will come up for me while sharing things with you and things that I've learned as well. So I would like to point out again the importance of presence, which is very closely related to planning, as in it's a good thing to do. So I actually want to start by sharing that there is nothing wrong with planning. What's wrong, quote unquote, is being attached to these plans. You know, we can plan as much as we like, but, you know, if something's meant to happen or not meant to happen, then it just won't happen or it will happen. And what comes to mind now is, just a few weeks ago, my friend Matt was staying with me, and he was planning on going to Australia in 2 days' time. And he said to my mom said something to him about it, and he said, "Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm going yet." And my mom was like, "Well, your flight is like in 2 days." And so the day before leaving, he got an email saying that his first flight got cancelled. And I was like, oh gosh, it's so true that it doesn't matter how close it is, we just never know what's going to happen. I'll just quickly share what happened then. So we decided he was going to fly from Brussels to Amsterdam, and we decided that I was going to drive him to Amsterdam. We managed to change the ticket leaving from Amsterdam, so that would mean he didn't have to leave as early and he didn't have to wait as long in Amsterdam. So it worked out absolutely fine. And it happened to me many times as well that I planned something in the future and it just didn't happen. And sometimes we don't know why something didn't happen. There are so many reasons for it. Sometimes we think in a certain moment that something in the future feels right, and then it doesn't when this moment draws nearer. And I'm sure many of you have had that feeling of committing to something or to someone, and then nearer the time, you're not feeling up for it. And that's why I tend to not really do that anymore, or I try to at least. When it comes to work-related things, obviously I need to plan. But when it comes to meeting friends, for example, I really try to leave it as last minute as possible. Because I just, A, don't know how I'm going to feel, B, if something's gonna come up. This one time, I planned to meet up with a friend, but this whole time, it just, even though I agreed, it didn't feel right. It was as if almost I felt or I knew that I wasn't going to see her that day. And that's exactly what happened the day before. Things happened which meant I couldn't see her anymore the next day, which made her very upset because, you know, there was an attachment and an expectation to the seeing this other person. And that's the tricky part when it comes to planning. having this expectation. And I've learned now that I plan things, but I don't assume that they're going to happen. I just say, okay, life, I've given myself this option now. If I'm going, that's not in my hands anymore. I feel like that's how I need to do it from now on, because we just don't know what's best for us. We don't have this bigger picture at all. Last summer, I went to France. I went to France for 4 months. And before leaving, I was planning it. Apart from 2 weeks, I had 3 months planned. Can you believe it? I mainly did that, to be fair, because it was summer holiday. It was difficult to rent Airbnbs that were reasonably priced as well, because I wanted to stay in them at least a week. I stayed a month. So I had to just book it beforehand, even though I didn't know how I was going to feel. But that was just a risk that I was taking. And what's funny is, so this 1 week I booked a place near Sainte-Marie-de-la-Mer, which is near the coast. Well, it is on the coast, but the Airbnb was half an hour away. And I clearly wasn't meant to be there for a week. I even felt that as well, because being there in Sainte-Marie-de-la-Mer, I was very happy that I'd seen it. But after 1 day, I felt like it could have been enough. But the Airbnb was in a really lovely location. So, you know, I was happy to just relax a bit. But then on day two, I had mice or a mouse. I'm not sure how many there were. And I'm not afraid of them, but I can't stand the sound, hearing them at night. I just couldn't sleep. So eventually I stayed two more nights, but then decided to go. And then I went to a place that I wasn't intending to go to, and I had such a brilliant time there. So that's just one example of, you know, we can plan something, but if we're not meant to be there or not meant to be there as long, something will happen. And so when we think of making plans, just like I said in the beginning, how it's a way for the ego to control, it also creates a false feeling of safety. So while I was planning the 2 weeks I hadn't filled yet in those 3 months, I opened A Course in Miracles to the workbook lesson I was at that day, which was lesson 135, If I Defend Myself, I Am Attacked, and I read the following. A healed mind does not plan. It carries out the plans that it receives through listening to wisdom that is not its own. It waits until it has been taught what should be done, and then proceeds to do it. It does not depend upon itself for anything except its adequacy to fulfill the plans assigned to it. It is secure in certainty that obstacles cannot impede its progress to accomplishments of any goal that serves the greater plan established for the good of everyone. And also, what could you not accept if you but knew that everything that happens, all events, past, present, and to come, are gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? Perhaps you have misunderstood his plan, for he would never offer pain to you. But your defenses did not let you see his loving blessing shine in every step you ever take. And that was really what I needed to read. And somehow I already knew this. And all I did then was smile. So fast forward 1 year, and guess what? I am planning again to go to France this summer. I planned on doing a silent retreat at the end of August. And now, while booking it, I accept that there's a possibility that I'm not going. I've given myself an option to go, and it is not up to me to decide if I'm actually going to do this. I'm at peace with that. And it's the same with planning the rest of the trip. Well, A, to go to France, which may or may not happen, and B, to go camping. And then as well, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I feel a bit wary to book campsites. I figured that, you know, for camping, you don't need to book anything. But I've emailed a couple of campsites and they say you need to book already. I thought, oh shit, I was just hoping to hang loose. But then again, it's all about trust. If I'm just following my guidance that tells me to book something now, even though obviously it can change, then I must do it. But if it doesn't feel right, if I don't feel guided to, I can leave it last minute. And I do not need to worry about finding a place to sleep, because that's not my worry to carry. Remember that we are looked after in every single moment, that we do not need to worry about what we must do, what we must eat, where to find food, where to find shelter. This is not up to us. We don't need to worry about it. So I want to go back all the way to the beginning where I said that there is nothing wrong with planning. Just be aware when you plan that there is no attachment to it. But at the same time, also invite you to bring presence into planning. The reason for that is when you are being present, when you're making plans, then you get a real feeling, you get real guidance on whether or not you should go ahead with it, whether you should book it. The how is more important than the what. So how you do it, are you being present or are you thinking certain things while you're planning, is extremely important. And then it becomes all about becoming present again. Because the mind will have a tendency to start thinking about that future, thinking about a retreat I've booked, thinking about the campsites or the things I will be seeing or doing there. And that's a trap of the ego. So we can plan, yes, sure, without being attached and with coming back to the present moment. Because let's not forget that the present moment is our reality, is where happiness can be found, not thinking about that retreat or things you want to do in the future. So it's very tricky because it's very tempting. It's very appealing, especially if the current situation you're in isn't very nice. Then we love to plan things. So I would like to end this episode by just sharing with you again how important being present is. And I hope I'm already not sounding boring or repetitive, but it's just so important, because to me the present moment is the portal into eternity. It is a portal to truth. And when we are present, we have a still mind. And it's from this still mind that the subtle messages of the heart arise, like little breadcrumbs that take us back home. Home. This was all for this episode. I wish you a very lovely day, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing to Life Will Provide and leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use.